the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on Friday, June 23rd, 2017. George can't be with us tonight from Maryland, but my co-host Paul Fromm is with us from Canada. Paul, thank you.
Oh, I was glad to be on. And I missed last night because we're doing our monthly mailing of our newsletters.
Well, and folks, I'm one of the recipient of those newsletters, which are fantastic. You want to subscribe. Paul, tell people how they can get in touch with your network of patriots and your fabulous newsletter writing.
Well, this is the Canadian Immigration Hotline. It's a monthly, and it deals with immigration issues, particularly in Canada, but we also touch other parts of the world, and also the Free Speech Monitor, which deals with free speech issues in Canada. Contact me. It's by subscription, and it comes by post through the mail. Contact me, and I'll go over the cost with you and all the rest. My email is paul@paulfromm.com. That's paul@paulfromm.com.
Oh, thank you, Paul. And folks, I receive Paul's newsletters, and really it's some of the best written material in the Patriot movement, and has been for lo these many decades that Paul has been generating more copy, maybe than maybe than anybody else. Paul, you really are right up a storm.
I hope we're not doesn't violate any rules here, but I was did an interview with, or rather, Diane King did an interview with me last weekend when I was, she was up in the Dominion of Canada, giving a speech about some of the work she and Joe Rizzoli do in terms of videos, particularly on Holocaust-like issues. So there's an extensive interview with me, goes for about an hour, about free speech issues in Canada, and you might want to catch it. It's on the Daily Stormer. But I can also, of course, if you contact me, I can also give you a link. But it gives you a pretty good overview of the free speech situation in Canada. So that's on the Daily Stormer, interview by Diane King, interviewing me up here in Canada.
Let us proceed here to the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. And Donald Trump has done a bunch in the last 24 hours. So we'll try to bring you up to date on some of that, and also take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you can fill in some of the gaps that we might miss. And the let's see here. I'll come up with a lead-in story here. This is a good one. Get it to come up here. Now, anytime I have to click on a link with one of the legacy failing newspapers, you know, it's a problem because they come up very slowly. You almost always get a pop-up that says, you know, you want to see some more, you better subscribe. Yeah, you know, whereas our websites, our Patriot websites, they come right up. They're well written, no grammatical problems. And so this is, this is a good sign, actually, but it does slow me down here when I, and if I have any complaint that I would voice to Matt Drudge about his wonderful website, absolutely crucial in the election of Donald Trump. If there's some way that, Matt, if you're listening, that you could link less to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the LA Times, and similar pages, I know you, of course, have a subscription to all those, so that you may not see the problem that the rest of us have. The rest of us, you have to have a subscription, of course, but the rest of us don't and won't. So when we, after we view a couple pages, we get this pop-up that says, you've reached your limit. You can't look at these pages anymore. So if there's some way that, you know, more links to Breitbart and less to these other guys. But anyway, here's one to the LA Times. This isn't even the one I want. Here it is. Let me find it here. The number of refugees coming into the U.S. has been cut in half by Donald Trump, and I'm going to have to go back and find that one. But I might as well, oh my goodness, where did that story go? Let's see, maybe it's on Breitbart here. Let me see. Come on, Breitbart. It's not there. I'll find it, don't worry. Here it is. I think. Well, here's one on the immigration invasion. Get this, and then I'll find the other story. This one's at the Washington Times, which is a good newspaper. 1.4 million illegals are working under stolen Social Security numbers. And this is according to the IRS itself. So, folks, let me tell you, that number is low. They're going to try to minimize this. Most... Get this. Now, if you can figure it out, you're better than I am. Most illegal immigrants who pay taxes have stolen someone else's legal identity, and the IRS doesn't do a very good job of letting those American citizens, that's us, know they're being impersonated. The tax agency's inspector general said in a new report released yesterday, this theft creates major problems for the American citizens whose identities are stolen and who have to deal with explaining money they never earned. But, the inspector general informs us, the IRS only manages to identify half of the potentially 1.4 million people likely affected by the fraud. Let's see, I'll skip down here. This has been long been a conundrum in the federal government. The IRS knows of, now here's another number they throw out. And again, I'm sure these are low ball numbers because these people don't want to admit how bad it is.
No.
This is a problem they've created. The IRS knows of 2.4 million people a year who file taxes using an individual taxpayer identification number, an ITIN. Which is generally given out to immigrants who aren't authorized to work. Now, if your brain, the gears in your brain are grinding, so are mine.
Well, I know not. Hey, man, I think they're illegal. Why are they getting a number? Why aren't they being deported?
Yeah, exactly. But the IRS is not allowed to talk with Homeland Security to help agents identify who and where those taxpayers are.
We're ruled by lunatics.
Now, get this. It gets more confusing, folks. The migrants, these are migrants now, they're not invaders, file their forms with their ITINs. Let's look up and see what that is again. Remember, all these acronyms here, it's designed to keep you in the dark. It's called a, what's that again? It's called a individual taxpayer identification number. The migrants file their forms with their ITINs, which I think they're like they're automatically given. They just ask for it, and they're given. It's given to them automatically. No questions asked. But the W-2 forms they submit show valid Social Security numbers that they fraudulently gave to their employer in order to clear an initial work authorization check. Now, as the smoke clears coming out of your ears, you know, doesn't make any sense, does it? So the level of scammery that's going on is mind-boggling, folks. Now, get this. A staggering 87% of forms filed online using ITINs showed income credited to a Social Security number. Now, this is impossible, apparently. If you have a Social Security number, you're not asking for an individual taxpayer identity number, which is a replacement for a Social Security number. More than half of forms filed by paper also showed that same fraudulent behavior. So in other words, prima facie, when it comes into the IRS, these people know a scam is being run. They're getting a Social Security number and an ITIN. The two things are contradictory. Now this is where Donald Trump is going to go. Donald Trump, when he gets, you know, and this is the point of Chuck Schumer's Russiagate and all this other stuff meant to slow Donald Trump down and to throw him off track. Donald Trump has to have the time to digest what's going on and then knock it down. Donald Trump will knock this down. The IRS will not be accepting filings with an ITIN and showing a Social Security number, which was obviously stolen. And they verified now. The Inspector General, that's the cop in the IRS, has found out, the internal cop, that in fact these are stolen. The IRS tries to mark the files of the fraud victims when electronic filings are used, but the tax agency misses about half of the victims, the Inspector General said. That's pathetic. That's unacceptable. That's us. Half of them. They only get to half of us. And for paper forms, the IRS does even worse, the audit found. Let's see here. It's too complicated. I'm going to skip some of this. The IRS, he says, here's the Inspector General says, and what's he going to do about it? Quote, we cannot commit to additional actions that would require significant resources to accomplish, unquote, he writes. So we're not going to do anything about it. But at least they did report this, that the illegals in this country, folks, they are filing fraudulent income tax returns. And by the way, not mentioned here, on those income tax returns, trust me, there are big earned income credits. They're reporting their 6 children and getting big thousands, $5,000, $10,000 of earned income credits paid for by you. And there's nothing wrong with an earned income credit for somebody that earned it. But these guys did not earn it. So there's a story there, and we put it out on the radio here, just as we did with the story yesterday about the, let me see if I can remember it now, optional practical training, OPT. That's another total scam that the Obamaites and the Clintonites have foisted upon us, and it merely, well, merely is the wrong adverb, it requires the attention of Donald Trump. A little bit of clear space, a little bit of freedom from the harassment of the Trump administration so that it can focus on each of these problems and knock them down. As they have, now I will try to find the story here in a moment, which is, I think it's a Breitbart story, let me see. The number of refugees coming in has been cut in half, and I think I've got that. The lead story at Breitbart is that Loretta Lynch is going to be put in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is a bright spot. This is very good. This will be very fun to hear what the best efforts of the best senators on the Intelligence Committee can do with Loretta Lynch. This should be a real disaster for the Democrats. And, well, let's see here. I'm looking for the story on the cutting in half of the immigration of the refugees. Here's a good story. Let's stick with refugees, and let me open this one from Breitbart. This is a beauty. This time from the European zone, and here it is. Macron accuses countries resisting mass immigration of betraying the EU. Oh boy. So we get Macron instead of Marine Le Pen. French President Emmanuel Macron has accused Central European countries resisting mass immigration of betraying EU principles and taking advantage of the bloc. The former banker and Socialist Party economy minister declared that, quote, European countries that do not respect the rules should pay the full political consequences, unquote, a reference to the bloc's ongoing struggle primarily with Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic over its attempts to impose compulsory migrant quotas on member states. The 39-year-old Macron accused the countries of a double betrayal, alleging they had decided to, quote, abandon EU principles, turn their back on Europe, and have a cynical approach to the Union, which gives them money without respecting its values, unquote. Polish Foreign Minister, now pardon me for my Polish pronunciation here, let me look at it and see if I can gauge how to pronounce it, Witold, anybody out there that's good with their Polish can correct me, but I'll just guess it, I'll guess Wojciechowski. I know the W is pronounced as F in Kowski, because I have a friend named whose name ends that way. Wojciechowski was unimpressed, saying, quote, I hope that President Macron, who will be at the European Council today and tomorrow and plans to meet Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło, explains his words to Poles, Hungarians, and the other nations of Central Europe. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been Central Europe's most persistent voice of defiance against the pro-mass immigration consensus in Brussels, has previously claimed that politicians like Macron thank his government behind closed doors for their robust action against the migrant crisis, blaming political double dealing and a culture of hypocrisy for the constant barrage of public criticism. Viktor Orban says, Hungary is situated on Europe's external border, he explained to Kossuth Radio in April. So if Hungary's external border is endangered, then Europe's external border is endangered. Hungary is simultaneously protecting its own external borders and Europe's external borders. And if we weren't protecting Europe's external borders, the Austrians and the Germans would be in big trouble, as at that time, Hungary was unable to protect Europe's external borders, and millions of migrants marched through Hungary towards Austria and Germany. And folks, what the Hungarians now have, you can see pictures of it online, they've got a wall. It's modest. It's concertina wire on top of fencing, steel fencing, but still, and it's patrolled by the Hungarian army. And the Czech government, for its part, has indicated it would rather face EU sanctions than be forced to take in migrants. Here, good for them. Citing the security risks associated with taking in people who have not been properly vetted. The interior minister for the Czech Republic, Milan Chovanec. He said the Czech Republic does not plan to adopt more migrants. It is up to the government to assess if it's worth paying the penalty or not. In my opinion, yes, it's worth paying the penalty. You cannot let people here. So that's great. That's determination. We'll be back right after this short break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Thanks for tuning us in. You're listening to Paul Fromm and James Kelso on the Trump phenomenon. And we welcome your calls at 800-313-9443 on this yet another glorious day of the Trump era, the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon. It's been nonstop every day. There has not been a day that was a defeat for us. There has not been a day that Donald Trump reversed course. And on the contrary, there have been many. Not only has he delivered on promises made, and that's his current theme, promises made, promises kept, but he has delivered on things that were in addition to the promises that he made in the primaries and the campaign. I'm just going to check here on the our caller board here, and anybody that wants to call can get in. There are open lines. The here's the headline. Here is the story I was looking for. The number of refugees admitted to the U.S. drops by almost half. Here's an issue on which Donald Trump has delivered. He hasn't gotten it to zero. That's what we'd all like to see, of course, but has he had a little bit of, has he had a headwind here? yes, he has. He's sailing directly into the wind of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Obamaite, Clintonite judges, and sadly enough, plenty of appointees by George Walker, idiot Bush, who put an injunction against the Trump ban on travel from countries like Iraq, Syria, Libya, and other countries, Yemen. So had that action not happened, of course, this number would be considerably less, because most of these refugees who did get in are from those countries. The number of refugees admitted to the United States was cut by nearly half in the first 3 months of the Trump administration compared with the final 3 months of the Obama presidency, reflecting the new president's skepticism toward immigration. Oh, is that what it is, Paul? Skepticism?
Well, at least.
Okay, LA Times. Government statistics released Friday showed that more than 25,000 refugees were permitted to enter and reside in the United States in the last 3 months of the Obama administration. In the initial months under President Trump, that number fell by half. The statistics were released by the Department of Homeland Security based on information supplied by the State Department. Now, if you remember, folks, Donald Trump, in one of his first executive orders, says, hey, I want this stuff documented. Every 90 days, or I think within 90 days, I want 30-day reports on all the people that are getting into this country, everybody that's in process, all the applications. I want it all quantified and clear. And he even said, I want it written in plain English so that you, why? So that you and I can understand the shell game, the scam that's being run on us. The statistics, countries of origin were largely unchanged. In both periods, two-thirds of the arrivals came from five countries. The Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is neither, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, and Myanmar, which is what? That's Burma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are African and Asian nations. They're African and Asian problems. Africans and Asians should solve them. If there was terrible things going on in Canada, and some of us had to flee, would we up and go to, I don't know, Gabon? No, we'd go to another North American country, and that would have to be the United States. The regions have got to take care of their own, and the Middle East is perhaps the most scandalous of the lot. Some of these rich Gulf nations have taken precisely zero Syrian people who are fleeing Syria, most of whom actually want to stay in the region and wait till things settle down and they can go back to their country. That's what people do.
Good points all, Paul. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Tom's on the line waiting from Florida. We'll see you in a moment, folks.
Still lasting here like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is James Kelso. The show is live, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And we have lent our support to Donald Trump since the first days of his announced campaign in June. I mean, his birthday was June 14th. I think it was June 16th, 2 days after his 69th birthday, that he announced he was running for president. Some people saw how powerful his campaign was going to be. Some people predicted he'd win, including yours truly. And here we have it. Now, today, he gave us his weekly address. This is a wonderful thing. We've never had this from any president, a weekly address. The closest we got was the fireside chats of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which were very forgettable things. Donald Trump giving us a weekly address. This week, today, his weekly address is on the replacement of Obamacare. And this is a very knotty problem, K-N-O-T-T-Y, for him to solve, because as he said right after coming into office and winning the election, he said, this is a mess. Obama, in this area and as in many others, has left us an enormous mess, not easy to solve. One of the voices speaking today on the subject, who's not happy with the current Republican proposal for replacing Obamacare is Rand Paul. And Rand Paul thinks it can be improved, and that's great. Rand Paul, great expertise as an MD, as an ophthalmological surgeon who gave up his practice in Bowling Green, Kentucky, in order to run for U.S. Senate. He's had to basically give up his practice to do what he does as a champion for us. And Rand Paul had an interesting comment, Paul. He said, you know what, I think health insurance could be given to average Americans for a dollar a day. He said, I think this is possible. And he's speaking as a physician, so he's not, you know, blowing smoke. He knows what he's talking about. He also knows what he's talking about when he says, the healthcare system in the U.S. right now funnels most of the money to the health insurance companies. He said, that's not where we want it to go. And he says, one of the problems with the current version of the Republican Obamacare replacement is it preserves too much of that. Obamacare really funneled money to the health insurance companies. And he says too much of that has been preserved in the replacement. So he's going to work against it. You know, there's a, and that's fine. That give and take among Republicans is fine. But here's what Donald Trump has to say. I won't play all of it. His weekly messages are wonderfully concise and powerful. They're 3 minutes long. Here's what he says to us today. I won't play the whole thing, but it'll give you the general drift.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. These families and so.
Let me go to the beginning here. Here he is.
Americans. Millions of families across our nation are suffering under the disaster known as Obamacare. Traveling throughout our country over the last 2 years, I have met so many of these wonderful Americans, and I have never forgotten their stories. In Wisconsin, I recently met a proud veteran and his wife, Michael and Tammy Cushman. When they were forced onto Obamacare and the exchange in 2015, they thought they would be able to keep their doctor, but they couldn't. They thought they would be able to keep their plan, but they weren't allowed. They were told their premiums would go down, but instead they soared by 120% upward. It was one Obamacare lie after another. Today, the Cushmans spend $1,400 a month on health insurance.
Wow.
Nearly one-fourth of their entire net monthly income. On the same visit, I met another family, Robert and Sarah Stahl. Robert is a volunteer captain for his local fire department. After their Obamacare premiums nearly doubled, they needed extra money, and Sarah had no choice but to leave retirement to pay their bills. But this new income meant they were no longer eligible for the tax credit they had once received, and the federal government actually forced them to repay thousands and thousands of dollars. These families and so many others are victims of a catastrophic law that is wreaking havoc on our healthcare system and our families. Democrats in Congress created this calamity, and now, if we don't act, millions more Americans will be hurt by Obamacare's deepening death spiral. Americans were promised lower premiums, more choices, and better access. Instead, premiums have doubled nationwide, and insurers are still fleeing the market that Obamacare has nearly destroyed. Americans in nearly one-third of all counties have only one insurer to choose from on the exchanges, and many markets may soon have no insurers at all. It really is a disaster. The American people are calling out for relief, and my administration is determined to provide it. And we are working with Congress to get a bill to my desk so we can rescue Americans from this catastrophe.
Very good. And folks, notice Donald Trump, a genius, goes to specific cases. He goes to the facts, to specific Americans, the people who elected him. And these cases he cited here are people, $1,400 a month for health insurance. And Rand Paul says it's possible to do it for $30 a month. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and these are real people with real lives ruined. And I think he's bang on to highlight them. And I think a lot of people can say, well, yeah, that's similar to me. The exact details may be a bit different, but yes, I see that. And I think his approach is spot on.
And, you know, folks, what Obamacare Obamacare really hurt the people that elected Donald Trump. Now, Obamacare actually might be a bonanza for illegals, for example.
Oh, yeah.
having to pay basically nothing and the government providing it all. So the it's a huge transfer of wealth that Obama engineered from our constituency, the American constituency that elected Donald Trump, to the Obama constituency. So typical, nasty, dirty transfer of wealth, Democratic politics. I like the way that Donald Trump talks about this family, for instance, from Wisconsin. They had, they had workable health care. They had insurance they could live with, and they had a retirement that was working. And that was destroyed by Obamacare. Wife actually had to go back to work. They now were disqualified for tax credits they had gotten previously, and had to refund. They had to go to work, go out of retirement, and then they had to pay the IRS money instead of getting the tax credits that they had had. And all of this just to subsidize this $1,400 a month. This isn't for their health care. This is for scores of millions of illegals' health care and refugees. To get new braces for the children of refugees.
This is where the campaign theme, I won't say slogan, but theme, putting America first, was so important, because the mindset of the cultural Marxists is to put the invaders and put anybody before the founding settler people of the United States. Donald Trump is writing that balance, or writing that imbalance. And, in every way, every day, we see this more and more.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to a caller, Tom, in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Good evening, James and Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, first off, when you were talking earlier about, I don't know if you heard about the murder rate in Mexico, but it's a 20-year high. That's the thing that's coming here, Mexico.
Yes, and Donald Trump... Yes, Donald Trump tweeted yesterday that Mexico has now been rated as the second most dangerous place on earth after only Syria.
That's correct, James. That's correct. And also, you were talking earlier about the Social Security. There's 4 million, 4 million Americans have got their identity stolen by these illegal aliens in this country. 4 million. And the Demorats should be held responsible for this. Nancy Pelosi's and this Chucky Smucky Schumer. And that Blumenthal idiot, you got these Demorat schmucks. They know what they're doing. They're wicked as heck. But getting back to that, James, let's look at another scenario that's going on. You got gang members all over that Trump's trying to get out of this country, and you don't hear too much about that in the fake news media. But what's really happening here is you never hear no more crap about this Lois Lerner, what she was actually doing. Knowing what was going on with the IRS and attacking conservative quote groups, but she should be locked up and thrown in the key thrown away. And they're worried about the Russian connection with Trump and Russia. Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, Barry Sortero, Hussein, the abomination of the alien nation, we're all going to get constipation, Obama. Those people are the ones that should be locked up, James, and going after. And
well, they now with them. Yes. Now, let's hope with Loretta Lynch before the Senate Intelligence Committee hopefully the good guys on the Intelligence Committee will show that aggressive kind of questioning so that a new front can be opened up here, a front against the actual malefactors who are the Democrats, the people who actually did do corrupt deals with Russia were people like Hillary Clinton and her sale of her fire sale, bargain sale, corrupt sale of 20% of our plutonium. I mean, what a strange thing to sell to the other great nuclear power in the world. 20% of our plutonium, we don't need to sell that. But the deal was that Hillary got $100 million for the Hillary Clinton Foundation. And the formal name, by the way, it's the Bill Hillary and... what's her daughter's name again? Chelsea. The bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. That's the actual name of it. And boy, do I hope Chelsea Clinton gets into politics. Please, just as Donald Trump begged Nancy Pelosi, please stay in politics, and begged the Democrats, please do not toss her overboard. We need America. Patriots need Nancy Pelosi to be in charge of the Democratic ship. And we need Chelsea Clinton there on the bridge, too, to run it. Yeah, straight into. Go ahead, Paul.
When you hear she's the third co-conspirator, it really reminds me, I think they ought to call that All in the Family.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. James, absolutely, Paul. But listen, this has all been by design. This has been by design by the Schwein to flood this country to all these illegals and all this. They can take the power away. But now America, like you said, James, earlier, the American public has woke up because Donald Trump said to make America first. And that's why he won the election. And that's
absolutely
why he's going to keep on winning. He's going to keep on winning because these dirty criminals, and I'll tell you, James, you said something very powerful. That George Herbert Walker Bush and that Bush clan, those sellout rascals, those despicable rascals, what they've done to this country, again, is deplorable. You know, and what the Bushes have done, look, Jeb Bush is in South Florida. He's speaking Spanish. He said, I'd rather speak Spanish than speak English in this country. That right there goes to show you the mindset of these Bushes, okay?
Yes,
they're criminals. And let me tell you, Bushes have caused a lot. What's that, James?
Yeah, Tom, good points all. You got about 6 points in. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. All right, now I've got, speaking of the Bushes, folks, and previous presidents, I pulled something off the internet this morning that's remarkable. If I may, just for a moment, talk about the Second Amendment, which Donald Trump, Neil Gorsuch, and his future Supreme Court appointees will surely defend for us. Look at this, gun sales in America. This is something, I don't know, people, you know, this is a hard, the media doesn't cover this. But get this, gun sales in America more than doubled during the Obama 8 years. The total sale of firearms in America through the Bush years, the Clinton years, and so on, was about 4 to 6 million firearms per year. Now that's a wonderful number. It's a lot of guns. I assure you, folks, in Europe, nothing like that total is sold. America is a well-armed citizenry. But during the Obama years, you know, and you can fill in your own reasons, of course, the gun sales have numbered about 14 million a year. Since Obama got into office, and the number jumped up immediately after he was elected, so that in, let's see, take 14 million times 8, that's 80, over 100 million firearms have been purchased by your fellow citizens during the Obama years. 100 million firearms. Paul, I would guess that number, just those 8 years, surpasses all the firearms possessed by all the Europeans in the rest of the world combined.
I would think so, yeah.
I think it's possible. And of course, that's added to the enormous stockpile of weapons and ammunition that Americans have accumulated over the years. But clearly, something going on here. The media is not reporting this. I'll bet you this was surprising to you to learn that the gun sales in America have, well, 14 million is more than triple the 4 million that were being sold before the Obama years. And some more interesting stuff. Our listeners are interested in the Second Amendment. Where are these guns coming from? Do you have any idea? Are these guns imports or are they made here domestically? More good news. We've got some great gun manufacturers in America. 2/3 of the guns bought in America are made in America. By whom? Well, here are your favorite brands, folks. These are the guns you're buying. Ruger, Sturm Ruger, is way out in front, selling 1.7 million firearms a year. Second is Smith & Wesson, and most of those being pistols and rifles. Smith & Wesson, heavy in pistols, at 1.5 million weapons. Remington, very little in the way of pistols. You know what they sell? Rifles, 1.2 million. And Sig Sauer is in fourth with a lot of pistols. Not revolvers, pistols, with 500,000. And those four brands constitute almost 60% of all gun sales in, or all market share in the U.S. So I won't list all the others that are on the list. But very interesting, two-thirds of the guns made in America, lots of guns being bought in America. That's all good news for the survival of our Second Amendment. Stay tuned. We got one more segment. We could get one more call in. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
All righty. This is Kelso. and folks, the we got lost somewhere in cyberspace there. But I'm back. And Paul, let me rejoin the repartee here. What were you talking about?
Just heard music.
Oh, we're out of time. Okay. All right. Well, folks, we will see you on Sunday in our three-hour spectacular. So rejoin us then. Thanks for tuning in.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.